there's an incredibly wide range of life to be found on Earth. Millions of animals, plants, and insects live together in harmony on this blue planet. Such a wide range of life can only exist with the simultaneous existence of a large number of intricate balances. The distance of the Earth from the Sun, the angle of its axis, the speed at which it rotates, the components of its atmosphere, and the water which covers three-quarters of its surface are just a few of the building blocks of this sensitive equilibrium. The seas, which cover a large part of the Earth, are an indispensable part of the equilibrium of Earth. Many events in the atmosphere, from rain to the formation of wind to the climate, are made possible by the existence of the seas. Furthermore, the seas play host to billions of forms of life. This variety, which reigns hundreds or even thousands of meters under the sea, is just as astounding as on the surface. These beauties in the undersea world spread God's incomparable creation with all its systems out before our eyes. From fish to sea plants, shell creatures to giant whales, from dolphins to planktons, innumerable forms of life make up part of this flawless part of the Earth. In this film, only a few examples of the amazing life under the sea are described, but even these few examples, from how these creatures find their oxygen to their food, from their bodily structures to where they shelter, in short, every detail reveal that they have been created exactly suited to their needs, because their creator is the same as that of the environment they live in. That creator is the most glorious God, who knows everything on the land and in the sea down to the very tiniest detail. The environment that sea creatures inhabit offers them wide opportunities for feeding. However, most of the time, they too are in danger of being hunted by other creatures. For this reason, defense mechanisms are of vital importance for living creatures beneath the sea. These creatures' defense and hunting techniques are really surprising. Although they possess no consciousness or intelligence, they exhibit the most well-planned behavior patterns. Some defend themselves from their enemies by mimicking another living creature, and others use poisonous spines. Yet others hide by demonstrating a remarkable resemblance to the colors and shapes of the environment they exist in. This is the camouflage method. Camouflage is one of the most interesting techniques sea creatures use to protect themselves. Thanks to camouflage, fish can become quite invisible to their enemies. The bodies of these living things blend in with the environment to an amazing degree, to such an extent that at first glance, it's really hard to tell if they are plant or animal. One of the living things which protects itself by this method is the scorpion fish. It's impossible to distinguish a scorpion fish hidden motionless among the coral from its surroundings. Thanks to this property, the fish is saved from falling prey to big fish. The same property also allows it to hunt easily without being seen. This scorpion fish, perhaps the most interesting example of its kind, uses its claws as hooks while swimming. It moves along the bottom of the sea, ready at all times to protect itself from any danger that might spring up around it. In an instant of danger, the scorpion fish rapidly deploys into the sand with the aim of camouflaging. It submerges and within moments becomes invisible. To the outside observer, it's nearly impossible to make out the motionless scorpion fish lying on the seabed. Another creature living beneath the sea which hides itself by camouflaging is the crab. When danger arises, the crab conceals itself by burrowing into the sand, remaining there until the threat has passed. But at the same time, it does not forget to keep its eyes, which seem specifically created for this purpose, above the sand, so it can monitor what's going on around it. Yet another sea creature which camouflages itself is the flounder. While this fish is moving along the surface of the water, a very interesting thing happens. The fish perceives the color of the seabed over which it's swimming and immediately changes its color pattern to match it. It can change from a light gray color in a rocky or sandy area to a green pattern when entering a region heavily infested with seaweed. This fish dwells in sandy areas. A texture and color it can adopt surprisingly quickly. The underwater animals we have described so far were created so as to be able to camouflage their colors, tissues, and even their eyes. Eyes that remain elevated even when the rest of their body lies buried beneath the sand, enabling them to safely examine their surroundings in concealment, much like a periscope in a submarine. Cuttlefish are also known as camouflage experts. These creatures possess the ability to change the pattern and color of their skin in a very short time. Appropriate color changes seen in these creatures are a clear sign of a conscious defense mechanism. It is clear that a fish cannot possess the kind of intelligence or consciousness required to instantaneously blend into a background. Even if we assume that it does possess them, how can it know what the necessary physiological mechanisms are to bring these changes about? By what means are these mechanisms placed within a body, and how are they made to work? A simple fish, which possesses neither the power of thought, discernment, or the ability to plan ahead, cannot possibly come into possession of these qualities all by themselves. It is also obvious that these complex systems which enable color changing to take place could not have formed in these creatures by coincidence. The author of these miracles of nature is God, who created all these living things from nothing and endowed them with their innate defensive and survival mechanisms. Thank you. Some sea creatures use different methods from camouflage to protect themselves. This creature, for example, possesses a very practical concealment skill. It hides under a piece of coral as it moves across the seabed. This juvenile pufferfish is not a great swimmer. For that reason, it's unable to get quickly away from any predator that might be pursuing it. Yet, it possesses a perfect defense against possible attacks. When danger approaches, the puffer swells up. Unable to swallow the fish, which grows really quite large, the predators will generally leave it alone. This fish, known as a porcupine fish, appears before us with a similar defense system to that of the puffer. Larger than the puffer, the fish has horizontal spines on its skin. When it senses danger, the fish immediately swells up to several times its normal size. His spines stand up as it begins to swell, and it takes on the appearance of a needle-studded ball. This appearance makes most any fish which may have been tempted to try to eat it forego the meal. When we think about it, we can see that the defense methods these fish possess are intelligent and expertly planned conceptions. A puffer fish or a porcupine fish possesses both a body system specially planned to deter enemies and the reflexes which enable it to use this when just necessary. It is impossible for these creatures, which have no intelligence or consciousness, to bring about such a design within their own bodies, nor to come into possession of the appropriate reflexes. It is clear that these creatures were created together with these properties. Lord of all nature, God, gave these creatures their formidable biological defense mechanisms, in the same way that he endows all living things with the qualities they need to adapt and survive in their surroundings. The living creatures you've been watching so far are only a few of the infinite variety of species inhabiting the boundless oceans. Thousands of other species of sea creatures are endowed with equally unique and effective means for self-defense. One example of this is the mantis shrimp. The mantis shrimp, with its rather showy appearance, lives in a shelter it digs under the sand. When the shrimp emerges to feed, it uses its claws like a hammer to unlodge a muscle it's spotted. Then it tears the muscle into tiny pieces with a series of powerful blows. At this time, it's aware of the octopus which is approaching. It rears up in front of the octopus as if warning it not to meddle. If the octopus does not move off, the shrimp strikes it directly in the eye. These blows continue until the octopus does move away. The shrimp acts as if it understands that the eye is the most vulnerable part of its opponent's anatomy and directs its blows accordingly. The shrimp follows the octopus until it's sure that it has, in the face of this attack, moved on before returning home. Another defense we see in underwater creatures is false eyes. Some fish have large eye-shaped markings on their rear fins. These markings have the effect of making them look bigger than they actually are. Furthermore, it diverts the enemy's attention towards its tail, instead of the more vulnerable head area, which can provide the vital seconds needed to escape. The actual eyes are also camouflaged with a thick black stripe. Of course, this design cannot be the work of mere coincidence, but has been specifically created for the protection of these creatures. It is not possible here to distinguish between this fish's head and its tail. The false eyes at its rear are a perfectly designed means of defense. But what is more surprising, the creature whose fronds it is swimming between is not a plant but a seahorse. The clownfish lives in an environment where other fish cannot possibly hunt it. The sea plant it's happily swimming about on is actually armed with extremely poisonous venom that can paralyze any life form touching it. But clownfish are completely immune to this poison. This is because of the transparent material in the clown's skin, which is intended to stop the burning capsules on the plant. As it approaches the plant, it gradually lowers its stomach and begins to explode these capsules. Thanks to the transparent substance on its surface, it is not harmed by the poison exploding over it. And after a few attempts at contact, it soon builds up an immunity to the poison. It can now live a peaceful coexistence with the plant. To propose that camouflage, changing shape, and dozens of other kind of defense systems came about with experience over time or as the result of coincidences seems neither logical or intelligent. These living creatures, which possess no intelligence or logic, continue their existences thanks to the biological systems uniquely created for them. It is only the Almighty God who endows them with their special properties and installs them in the places where they live. He tells us of this truth in a verse of the Quran. Your Lord is the preserver of all things. Some sea creatures have to be regularly cleaned of the organisms, fungi, or parasites which build up around them. But they do not possess the innate systems needed to carry out this task. For this purpose, they enlist the help of some other creatures. One species, which under normal circumstances might become prey in a matter of seconds, swims casually around the larger animal quite unperturbed, cleansing the parasites and fungi by feeding on them. Both sides benefit from the arrangement. One side finds food, the other is cleaned of its harmful organisms. Even the deadliest of sea creatures, like sharks or giant whales, need to be cleaned in this manner. They allow the small creatures which carry out this task to float freely around them and even enter their mouths, without once harming them. The tiny creatures approach them without fear, secure in the understanding that no harm will come to them. Small barberfish clean the lethal parasites from the skin of a spotted axe fish. While the barberfish are doing this, the axe fish takes care not to make a movement that could frighten them. It allows the barberfish to finish what they are doing, as if there were some agreement between them. In this way, the axe fish gets itself cleaned, which would not be possible by any other means. Most coral fish live at the bottom of rocks and live on seaweed. But seaweed is not these fish's only source of food. The coral fish we see here are eating fungi which have stuck to the shell of a sea turtle. The sea turtle, which swims alongside these fish, waits for these fish to come up to it. Thus, the coral fish perform the cleansing that the sea turtle cannot do itself. This small transparent prawn performs the task of cleaning the organisms on a number of fish. The fish allows the prawn to wander around in its mouth. It even opens its mouth to make the prawn's job easier, and holds it open. The prawn can even move around on the fish's sensitive gills, and clean off the organisms there too, by eating them. The sea creatures we've been discussing are really unaware of the presence of the parasites around them. Even if they were aware, they do not possess a consciousness to know that the parasites or fungi or other organisms could present a danger to them. Even if we pretend that they are that aware, how can they know what to do to get rid of them? Yet these creatures seem to know precisely where to go when they need this function, and which fish can perform it. For this purpose, they find their way through the water and meet, as if by some prior agreement, with those other living creatures in a particular place. At this point, no matter how dangerous they may be to other fish, they never pose a threat to the smaller creatures. In fact, on the contrary, they change color and actively employ various methods to draw them near. None of this is behavior that such a simple creature could consciously act out. It is inconceivable for them to come to such an understanding among themselves. These creatures, which cooperate in an almost conscious way, have been behaving in accordance with the inspiration of God, the possessor of infinite knowledge, since the day they first appeared on this earth. As a verse of the Quran says, "Everything in the heavens and earth belongs to Him. Everything is obedient to Him." This perfect world beneath the sea, unbeknown to many people, is a rich source of learning for anyone possessing a reason and a conscience. God reveals His might, infinite knowledge, and art through these creatures He creates. Evolution theory put forward in the 19th century by the naturalist Charles Darwin denies creation. This theory is a claim that all living creatures in the world evolved from one another by a series of coincidences. If we closely examine the features of all living things, it becomes clear to what extent Darwin's theory of evolution is delusional. There are two basic reasons for this. There are exceedingly complex systems and organs in the bodies of living things. It is impossible for these to have emerged at random and step by step, as evolution claims. These organs and systems show that life was perfectly created. The various creatures you have been watching in this film are a proof of this. The crabs and flounder, which possess special eye structures to enable them to observe what is going on around them, even when they are buried in the sand. Octopuses, which possess special cells to enable them to blend in with their surroundings in an instant. Fish which frighten their enemies with false eyes on their tail regions, and others, are all products of wonderful design. It is impossible to account for these with a superficial explanation that they are the work of coincidence. When fossil evidence is examined, it is clear that the different species of living things suddenly appeared in the world in the same form that they exist in today, with no evolutionary link between them. The theory of evolution claims that there must be intermediate species between living species, but there are no traces of these. This also applies to underwater sea creatures. Fossil evidence shows that the oldest known species of fish in the seas appeared suddenly and fully formed, with their own distinct body plans. These fish bear no resemblance to invertebrate sea creatures which existed before them. Gerald Todd, an evolutionary paleontologist, sets out these unanswerable questions in his article titled Evolution of the Lung and the Origin of Bony Fishes. All three subdivisions of the bony fishes first appear in the fossil record at approximately the same time. They are already widely divergent morphologically, and they are heavily armored. How did they originate? What allowed them to diverge so widely? How did they all come to have heavy armor? And why is there no trace of earlier intermediate forms? Sea animals have no ancestors because they did not evolve from other creatures. They were created in the form they still have today. Another group of undersea creatures, which have put evolutionists into a quandary, are the electric fish species. These creatures, which can generate electricity and use it for defense, attack, or communication, are each a wonder of design. Some electric fish are able to generate up to 500 volts of electricity. Furthermore, beneath the Earth's oceans, there exist different groups of electric fish with biological structures quite unique from one another. Evolutionists cannot begin to imagine an evolutionary link between these creatures. The subject of electric fish caused Charles Darwin, the originator of the theory, to think long and hard on the subject and led him to make a number of confessions. In a section of his book, The Origin of the Species, called The Difficulties on Theory, Darwin says the following. The electric organs of fishes offer another case of special difficulty. It is impossible to conceive by what steps these wondrous organs have been produced. The electric organs offer another and even more serious difficulty, for they occur in only about a dozen fishes, of which several are widely remote in their affinities. In fact, there are no end of Darwinian quandaries, because every creature beneath the sea possesses biological mechanisms that reveal the divine nature of its creation. An example of this is a type of rockfish which has a most particular method of hunting. It attracts its prey by waving a special organ attached to its head, which works much like a fishing rod. An archerfish, on the other hand, is such a master of geometry that it can calculate precisely the position of an insect it sees, even though the light comes refracted through the water. It catches its prey from water it spurts from its mouth. One species of fish living in the Amazon gets its prey by jumping more than a meter out of the water, again with a perfect calculation of angle and distance. All of these living things reveal to us one important truth. Each one is a living testament to He who created them. Each one is a work of art, with complex organs, complicated systems, bodily structures, and completely unique colors and shapes. There is no doubt that every work of art bears witness to the artist who created it. And the miracle of creation under the sea reveals to us the wonder of God, Lord of the seas, the earth, the heavens, and all the universe. God's wonderful art of creation is recounted in a verse of the Quran. He is God, the Creator, the Maker, the Giver of Form. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.